Good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. We're so happy you got out of your comfortable places to join us in this great day. Join us in prayer. Father, we thank you for your anointing of the early riser. Father, your word says if we get up early and search you, we will find you, O God. So we are up early this morning, O God. We come in agreement with your plans for our lives today, Father God. We lay down our plans and we pick up your plans, Father God. And we say, have your way. We thank you that our appointed time have been set by you in the heavens. We thank you this morning, Father God, that you are so great and greatly to be praised. We thank you this morning, Mokoshe Baka. At twilight, our enemies will flee, and newly found spoils will await us at our destination. Mokoshe, our destiny is inevitable. Mokoshe Baka, Father God, let our prayers meet you this morning in the name of Jesus. We command the morning to open up its ears and hear our cry in the name of Jesus. Mokoredi Abakashe, let conception take place, that our prayers will rain and be dispatched upon the earth to do your will. We command the earth to get in place to receive heavenly instructions on our behalf. Our lands are subdued. We command all elements of creation to take heed and obey. As our praise resounds, the day breaks, and the earth shall yield her increase unto us. We declare that the first light has come. The first fruit of the morning is holy. The entire day is holy. We dedicate ourselves to you this morning, O God. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the lines, our portion, are fallen on our behalf in sweet places. And we have a secure heritage. We are strategically lined up with the ladder that touches the third heaven, and that sits on the earth. The angels are descending and ascending according to the words that we speak this morning, O God. Whatever we bind or loose on earth is already bound or loose in heaven. Revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationships, finances, and resources that have been demonically blocked are being loosed unto us now. We are being released, Mokoshe Baka, unto us. What is being released unto us is transferring to every person we associate ourselves with. Mokoshe, we are contagiously blessed. The atmosphere of the airways over our family, our church family, our community, our city, our state, our nation, and the world and us is producing a new climate. This new climate is Mokoshe Baka, constructing a godly stronghold in times of trouble. The thinking of people, Mokoshe Baka, will be conducive to the agenda of the kingdom of heaven. Every demonic agenda or evil thought pattern designed against the agenda of the kingdom of heaven is destroyed at the root of conception in Jesus' name. Oh, we just come to praise you. We come to glorify you. We come to magnify your name this morning, O God. We come to tell you that you are a great and mighty King, and we agree with your plans, O God. We thank you that we are called in Christ, O God. We have redemption in Christ. We reign in life by Christ. We are alive through you, Father God, in through Christ Jesus. We have eternal life through Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. In the name of Jesus, we are sanctified in Christ Jesus. We have victory through Christ Jesus. We are triumphant in Christ Jesus. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We have liberty in Christ Jesus. We are crucified with Christ Jesus. We put on Christ Jesus this morning. We are an heir of God through Christ in the name of Jesus. We have been blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Christ. We have obtained an inheritance in Christ. We have been quickened with Christ. We are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have been created in Christ unto good works. We have boldness and access in Christ. And we rejoice in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We rejoice in you this morning, O God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you join us every time we come on the air. Your holy presence is what we need. We can't do without you, Father God. We just come into your holy presence, Father God. We repent, Father God, for everything in us that's not like you. We repent of sins we've committed. We repent of transgressions, of every sin that we've done against you, Father God. Forgive us, Father God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit daily within us, O God. We are human and we sin, and we do not, want to sin against you. You are our creator. You are our Lord. You are our shepherd. And we say, have your way this morning on Bible Storyland, O God. We die to our natural man. We come to cover our churches, our pastors, people, ministries, and facilities, all that we are, have, and possess, including our families, marriages, children, jobs, finances, possessions, health, safety, and welfare. We cover it with the blood of Jesus. We bind Satan, the spirit of Beelzebub, the prince of the north, the south, the east, the west, the prince of over every continent, the prince over the United States. The prince of every state in the United States. The prince over our country. The all territorial spirits, all principalities. The exudes of power spirits, the rulers of darkness of this world, wickedness, the wicked spirits in high places, and all spirits not of the Holy Spirit. We bind the ruling spirit assigned over individuals, our families. We bind the spirit above and below the earth, all witch watcher spirits, scanner spirits, eavesdrop spirits, human spirits that travel by astrological projection, divination and witchcraft spirits, spirits of superstition, spirits of Jezebel, and all spirits that's not like the Holy Spirit. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, O God, that we could come into your holy presence with thanksgiving. We just adore you, Father God, and we say, have your way on Bible Storyland. We welcome you, Father God. We welcome you. We honor you this morning, Father God. We thank you for your holy, mighty presence, O God. We don't take it lightly when you come to join us, O God. We can't move without you. We can't do anything without you. We need you, O God. We surrender everything in us to you, Father God. So have your way this morning. We come with thankful hearts this morning, O God. We are so glad that you joined us. Every time, your faithfulness is what we are thankful for. We are thankful, Father God, for your faithfulness. So good morning again, those of you who joined us on Bible Storyland. We are grateful for you. We're so glad that you joined us this morning as we rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. This is Joyful Praise Day today on Bible Storyland. We are rejoicing because of the goodness of our God. He has been good, he has been great, and he is certainly greatly to be praised. Excuse me. If God doesn't do anything else for us than what he's already done, we have enough to rejoice about until Jesus returns. So we're thankful this morning that his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his love, his provisions, his protection, his mighty presence, we are so grateful. And the word of God says, think on these things. So I want to ask you this morning, as I'm speaking to you, think on a situation in life, you know, where Jesus has delivered you from something, has helped you with something, has helped you through something, has touched you and gave you what you needed, whether it was relief or increase in your belief, whether it was, increase in your belief in him. And, you know, thanks is more than enough. Mokoshe Baka, thank the Lord for everything that he has done for us. So, thanks is not even enough to give our Father. Joyful praise is what we're doing today. When we think of the goodness of our God, we can thank him. We can thank him over and over and over all day long. We can say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my help. You know, he's our help, too. When we're in need of help, he helps us. Just think, he's a holy God, a righteous God, yet he called us, human beings, to worship him. He's a mighty God, but yet he called on us to worship him. He desires our praises. That's a little to give our Father God for all that he does for us. You know, we in the car, we can say, thank you, Lord. We're in the grocery store. You know, we're filling up our baskets with food. We can say, thank you, Lord, because somebody out there is saying, thank you, Lord, and they don't even have food to eat. They don't even have warmth in their home. Some of them are on the streets. So we have so much to be grateful for. You know, if I made a list of all the things that I am grateful for, they will outweigh all of those bad things. You know, the song says, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. You know, we really don't have any bad days in the Lord, but all of our days are good days because he wake us up every morning. He give us life. You know, there's somebody on a respirator this morning in the hospital. There's somebody who can't even open their eyes. There's somebody who may be paralyzed this morning, flat on their backs. There's somebody who is waiting to give birth, maybe going through labor pains this morning. You know, there's somebody out there who's in great pain and distress, and we have a lot to be grateful for because we are in our right minds. We're here. We can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. And, you know, sometimes we complain, but we have so much to be grateful for. I hear some people say, I can't complain. We don't have anything to complain about. When you think about it, did you give the devil praise today? Remember, when you're complaining, you're praising the devil. Did you give him praise today? Did you give him praise yesterday? The children of Israel gave the devil praise when they refused to worship and praise and adore God, who brought them out of bondage. Can you believe it? God brought them out of bondage that they had been in so long. So long they were in bondage. And when he brought them out, they complained against him. So let us not complain, but let us come with grateful heart every day and say, thank you, Lord. You know, we can think of so many things to be grateful for. The Almighty, the compassionate God who loves us. He didn't have to love us. He could have loved somebody else. He could have sent Jesus to somebody else, but he sent them to us. So we can be thankful this morning that God sent Jesus. He loves us, and he is long-suffering and very tolerant of our complaining. When we tell Father God how ungrateful we are to him who created us, who protects us, who provides for us, who loves us unconditionally, it grieves. I feel it grieves, Father God, when we are ungrateful, when we refuse to say thank you, Father. We appreciate you, Father. We are grateful to you, Father. It only takes a few minutes to say, to show appreciation to our God, our Lord, our Shepherd, our King. You know, he is a mighty God. He created us in his mighty image. He allows us to live on the earth, and, you know, he takes care of us. He didn't just dump us down here and leave us alone. He provides for us daily. safety while we're inside, safety when we're outside, the comforts of life. You know, there's some people who don't have electricity. They don't have heat. They don't have food to eat. They got to go fish in the ocean to get their food. They have to go hunt in the wild to get their food. They have to go pull fruit off the trees. But we got it so good. Sometimes we have it so good that we just take it for granted. But, you know, we have to rejoice over and over again, because our God has his mighty hand on us in America, and we can be grateful that he does. We can rejoice and be grateful to our Father. He gave us life. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keepeth our hearts, our minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Our God is so awesome, we can even make requests of him. What a mighty God. Now, I want to tell you this morning, we have a young lady on the phone with us this morning. God has been so good to her, and she is my favorite aunt. Good morning, Aunt Mildred. Aunt Mildred, she's on the line. She may have dozed back off, but I'm going to call her daughter again. And she told me last night, she said, I want to be on this morning. She said she want to, you know, thank everybody and let everybody know she's grateful for the prayers. And so she's on, but she may have dozed back off. So she'll be on in a few minutes. So I just thank God for each of you this morning. She dozed back off. Ask her to say something, because she ain't say it. I'm calling on the phone. She ain't say nothing. Aunt Mildred. She ain't say nothing yet. So she's there. Her daughter says she's gripping the phone because she wants to talk to us, but she took her medication and it may have put her back to sleep. But she is so grateful, you know, that God has kept her.
She's talking right now, Mayor.
Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear.
How are you?
I'm just fine. I'm so thankful for the Lord.
Amen. Well, everybody's listening to you this morning.
All right. Shall I go now?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Oh, hear my humble prayer. Oh, while on others thou art calling, Master, do not pass me by, Savior, oh, Savior. Oh, hear my humble cry. Yes, while on others thou art calling, Master, do not pass me by. Oh, Savior, oh, Savior, do. Master, do not You are gone. Yes, do not pass me by.
I forgot all about that.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Aunt Mildred. That was awesome. Aunt Mildred is so grateful for all the prayers that went up for her. Thank you, Aunt Mildred. We love you.
Love you, too.
All right. You can go back to sleep or you can listen, whichever one you want. We're just so grateful that you're here this morning. Well, the Word of God says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Our God is awesome, and we can even make requests of him. What a mighty God we serve. You know, so instead of complaining, we can make requests. So instead of saying my leg hurts, my head hurts, they always treat me like this. We can say, Father God, I am requesting healing for my leg, my head, and thank you, Lord, for hearing my request. Father God, I stand in the gap for those who feel the need to come closer to you. Lord, bless my enemies. Bless those who say all kinds of evil about me and those who treat me or other people. Lord, for hearing and answering my request. Well, this morning we are blessed to have a woman of God with us from Michigan.
Yes, Lord.
In the cold weather, who is going to lead us in joyful praise this morning. Her name is Tanisha Grande. Good morning, Tanisha.
Good morning, Sister Caritha. How are you on today?
I'm doing great. What about you?
Oh, I'm awesome. I'm feeling awesome. I'm blessed and highly favored on today.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you. Ready to lead us into the presence of the Most High?
Yes, yes.
I thank
God for that beautiful song that your aunt brought forth on this morning. Do not pass me by. Father God, we just thank you, and we just usher in the spirit of worship. Father God, we just exalt your name. We magnify your name. We worship you and adore you, Father. We just thank you, Father God. We come before you with the spirit of thanks, with the spirit of gratitude, Father God. We just usher in the spirit of worship. I call you holy. Lord, you are holy. Holy you are, and holy you'll be. I call you holy. Lord, you are holy, holy you are, and holy you be. I call you righteous, Lord, you are righteous, righteous you are to me. I call you righteous, Lord, you are righteous, righteous you are, and righteous you be. I call you awesome, Lord, you are awesome, awesome you are to me. I call you awesome, Lord, you are awesome, awesome you are, and awesome you be. I call you faithful, Lord, you are faithful, faithful you are to me. I call you faithful, Lord, you are faithful, faithful you are, and faithful you be. Oh, Lord, we just call you faithful. I call you faithful, Lord, you are faithful, faithful you are to me. I call you faithful, I call you faithful. Lord, you are faithful, faithful you are, and faithful you be. If anybody needs a healing on today, I call you healer. I call you healer. Lord, you are healer. A healer you are to me. I call you healer. Lord, you are healer. myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me, Lord. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, Lord, here I stand, Lord, my life is in your hands, Lord, I'm longing to see your
greater than you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. But nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. 'Cause I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart and take my mind as a living sacrifice. Here's my heart and take my mind as a living sacrifice. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. And I give myself away. Thank you, Jesus. I give myself away so you can use me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo! Searched all
amen.
Over.
They have to forgive me because I didn't know all the words. I was trying to get all the words. Next week, my niece will have all the words.
Amen. You did awesome. I couldn't tell you didn't know all the words.
Okay, well, my niece will sing all the words with me next week, okay?
All right.
Thank you for having me.
For you.
Thank you.
You know, we search all over. We could search in the United States, search in every continent, but guess what? Ain't going to find nobody greater than our God. He's awesome. He's mighty. Now, guess what? That song, I Give Myself Away So You Can Use Me, was sang twice today. So God is telling us something. Need to pay attention. It was sang by Tanisha and Jackie. God is telling, give yourself away. When you say, well, I ain't got nothing to do. You know, I don't know what to do. What am I going to do today? Give yourself away. You know, the Bible says, if you do these unto the least of these, you do it as unto me, Father God said. So do something
Hello.
For somebody. Get up. Go do something. Help somebody else who's in need, who needs you. You know, Father God, use us as human beings to help each other. So get up. Give yourself away today and every day, whether it's a prayer, whether you're feeding, you know, the homeless, whether you are saying encouraging words to encourage somebody. You know, it's easy to tear people down. But when we tear people down, guess who we, you know, my children used to tell me, Miss Ganley, he said this about me, she said that. I said, who they talking about? Oh, yeah, themselves. But when we talk about other people, it comes on us. So we got to remember, say good things, think on these things, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is pure, think and say these things. So On that note, the next woman of God we have on is from New Orleans. She's a great woman of praise. She's going to briefly share with us a way to fast. You know, many churches have been fasting during this time. Jensen Franklin, our church, and many people I talk to, they say, yeah, we fasting, we fasting. So Gloria Dean shared with me, Sister Gloria Dean, yesterday, excuse me, a different way that she found to fast. Good morning, Sister Gloria Dean.
Oh, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, and thank God for the Radio Land and everybody out there, for our Sister Mildred and her songs. Praise God and you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God for you.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Well, we're ready for you to share about the fasting.
Oh, well, praise God. You know, I was just checking, like, the email. I have a little email. And on my email one day came the word about fasting, 40-day fast. But the thing about it, this 40-day fast was not about food. This 40-day fast was about to go into a fast, to change our mindset into, from the negative into the positive, into the mindsets of God. Things, thinking on things that's of God, whatever things appear, lovely, good report. In other words, we want to go what it says in Romans 12:2. He says, be not conformed to this world any longer, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So our fast, and you know, I'm sure some of you are doing this already. This should be an everyday fast. After we practice it, we get to practice it, it's going to stay within you because we want that mind of Christ. We want to be as God. Praise God. So we're going to set our minds on thinking things that are right. See, Satan comes around, kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. So our mindset, we have to think on the things that's of God. Think of the things that appear, a good report. In other words, let's begin to think. When we look at others, no matter what is saying or coming out of their mouth, how are we going to think about what they say? We're not going to think negative. We're going to think positive. And we know that God created them just like he created us. And we have to become new creatures. If we're going to become new creatures in Christ Jesus, whereas old things are passed away, things become new, we have to get that word in us. Because when a word of righteousness get within us and we begin to think on these things that are good, don't think on anything but love. The Bible says love. Love one another. That's one of the commandments of God. Love one another that your joy may be full. That's the main thing. And do you know the main ingredients is love? We have to come to the point where we love one another, no matter how people speak to us, no matter what they say. But what would Christ say? What would Christ do? We are moving into the mind of Christ. This is an everyday thing. Let our minds, our spiritual life, let it be a change. He said if our minds are stayed upon him, we are going to have the perfect peace no matter what we go through, no matter what how people are speaking to us, no matter what they're saying. We're not going to think negative of them at all. We just in our spirit love them because, you see, it takes that word of God to get within our mind, in our spirit, because it takes that inward spirit to bring it out of man under subjection. So the word of God has to get within us and bring us out the way God wants us to be. Get the word in our hearts and let us just say it all the time. Think on the things of a good report. See, that's the fast that we want to be on. Not the food fast, but rather a fast from wrong thinking into the right thinking. We're going to exchange that negative mindset into the mindset of the Spirit of God. And we're going to discover that changing is going to be one of the greatest things in our lives because we're going to begin to feel good, thinking on the right way, getting in our minds. And you know, it says in the spirit world, in the Old Testament, it says that God said, you're going to take that stone and heart out, huh? And put a heart of flesh so it can reign righteousness. We need the word of God in us. We need to be transformed. Transformed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds thinking on things that are good, not going against one another. See, when we have that love, which is very important, it working no ill feeling toward his neighbor. We're going to understand why a person say what they say, because we have gone through the fact, but hey, I was like that. But now you know the reason. We don't hate one another. We have to love one another, pray for one another. We have to be transformed. Don't let the enemy use your mind any longer. Then let him use your mind any longer. You say Satan. In Jesus' name, you get away from my head. You get away from my mind. You get away from my soul, my spirit. It belongs to God. Because you see, the Satan, that's all he needs to get to your mind, to take away from you what you already know that should be in you to get along with one another. Hallelujah. No matter what people say, you obey the commandments of God. Love them anyway. Try it. Transform it. But it takes the word, reading the word, getting that word in our spirit. We've got to live that way. Jesus Christ is coming back, and we want that eternal life. We want to live that eternal life. But let's get our mindset right. Get our mindset right. Praise God. Keep our minds upon God. Because when we keep our mind upon him, we will have that perfect peace. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Praise God Almighty. It's just so much to be said. And you know, when you begin to make that change in your life, you begin to... it's like you begin that plow. Luke 9:62. He says, when you put your hand to the plow to do things of God, and when you begin to look back, like you used to be, looking back, He said, when we look back, we're not fit for the kingdom of God. Let's not look back. Let's go forward with that mindset of God. Be not conformed to this world any longer, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. That mind, come on. Let's think the way God would have us to think. Let's think the right way. Get our mind right. Don't hate nobody. Ask God for that love. Because it takes that love, the love of God. But you know, I don't want to take up too much time. So I'm just going to sing a little song, but I pray, God, that you will take this in consideration. This is the fast that we want to be on, not the fast of food so much. That let's try that other way, and I think that'll take care of that food and everything else. We're so busy in our mind getting it right, staying on God, and not trying to treat one another wrong, not retaliating against one another, but loving them and understanding, giving a good word. Hallelujah. Praise God. The scripture's with it, but praise God. God loved you today. I love you. We love one another. We want to continue to love one another. We're only going to think of the things of a good report, a good report, a good report. Let our minds be stayed upon him. Let us continue to be new creatures in Christ Jesus, whereas old things are passed away and all things become new. But I thank God. Thank you, Sister Carita, so much for allowing me to say these few words. There's a lot to be said, and I know everybody out there have a lot they can add to it. But I want to sing this little song right now. It says, break up your fallow ground, let it rain, rain, rain. Break up your fallow ground, let it rain, rain, rain. Break up your fallow ground, tear all your idols down. Jesus is coming again. Oh, break up your fallow ground, let it rain, rain, rain. Break up your fallow ground, let it rain, rain, rain. Break up your fallow ground, tear all those idols down. Jesus is coming again. Praise God. Hallelujah. God
amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Break up your fallow ground because Jesus is coming again.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Wouldn't it be awful if we, you know, we're serving idol gods and Jesus come and we miss him because we wasn't serving him. We wasn't giving our time to him. We didn't have the mind of Christ. But, you know, I thank God that we have the mind of Christ. And, you know, that type of fast, we need it to change our mindsets, to think on these things.
Yes.
We need the mind of Christ to set, you know,
yes,
our minds on things that are righteous, things that are above, a good report, virtuous things, things that are pure, things that are true, things that are just. You know, every day I have to cast a thought down. I said, I cast that thought down in the name. You know, we do get thoughts from the enemy.
Yes.
But we also get thoughts from God. So
mm-hmm.
I don't receive those thoughts from the enemy. I receive thoughts of God. I said, oh, no, Satan, you ain't going to tell me that. I don't believe you. Even yesterday I had to say, get away from me. I don't believe you. You know, he'll give us awful thoughts, evil thoughts. But we can cast
mm-hmm.
those down. We can say, no, I cast that thought down. I have the mind of Christ. Yes. So as she said, you know, we have to love one another. You know, sometimes somebody may say something to you, and they have good intent, and we take offense. We cannot take offense. Offenses mm-hmm. come, but we are not to take offense. We are to love one another. And, you know, if somebody offends you, go to them and say, you know, when you said that, that really hurt me. I couldn't understand why you said, oh, but this is what I meant. You know, people would tell you they didn't mean what you thought they meant most of the time. I remember the Lord said to me one time, he said, I don't care how they're treating you. I'm concerned about how you're treating them. So mm-hmm. people sometimes will treat us mean, but we still have to have the mind of Christ and treat them with love. And we can pray for them. We can say, Father, I forgive so-and-so, and I'm asking you to help them, oh God. Whatever happened to them in life, oh God, heal them. Because people who are, you know, sometimes people are not whole. They're not well. And so they've had things to happen to them, so they'll lash out at you. And it don't have nothing to do with you. Something within people.
Amen.
So we all got something we need renewing of our minds about. We ain't human. We ain't arrived yet. We're still under construction. Every day I have to repent before the Lord for sins I've committed or even things that I don't even know that I do that's wrong. I don't know all of God's ways. But today is joyful praise day. The power of praise and worship is awesome. You know, God loves it when we worship him. He delights in the praises of his people. You know, in Acts 16, 23, 26, and when they had laid stripes upon them, they cast them in the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang and praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, now listen to what happened because of their praise. You know they had to be doing some mighty praise. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. You know those shackles and bonds they had on them were loose. So when we pray, we praise God hard enough, long enough, strong enough, all the bondage, the shackles off of us will be broken. The Bible begins the unjust arrest in this passage about Paul and Silas because they had cast the spirit of divination out of a girl. The local Philippian authorities beat them and threw them into a jail cell. Besides the trauma of the severe beating, they were fastened in stocks, which clamped their arms and legs in an immobile position. They couldn't even hardly move, but yet they were praising God, causing cramps and loss of circulation. It was so tight on them. The atmosphere there was depressing. According to the standards of the day, a prison was more like, you know, a dungeon, a dark, damp, stench, you know, smelly place. It was just awful smelling. Facility to, you know, like the dogs do your business. You know, you couldn't, there was no toilets there or any comforts of any kind. I can imagine they may not even have food. But yet they were and they were praising God. You know, prayer and praise elevates us in God's presence and power. What is praise? Praise means to commend, to applaud, or magnify God. For the Christian, praise to God is an expression of worship, lifting up, and glorifying the Lord. And, you know, many times we forget about God. We think, oh, yeah, my story coming on today. Oh, yeah, oh, my God, you know, I need to go to Walmart. Oh, yeah, you know, I got to go cook. I got to go eat. Whatever we involved. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go visit my friend. Oh, I'm going to go over my children's house. Whatever we involved in that takes us away from the Lord, you know, all we got to do is stop. You know, that song says, did you stop to pray this morning? Did you thank him for his goodness? Because he watched over us last night. So praise him. Thank him. Say, Lord, I thank you that you watched over me. Lord, I thank you for waking me up. Lord, I thank you that I can move limbs in my body. You know, I talked to a young woman last night, and her son was injured a few months ago. A big tree fell on him, and he's paralyzed from the waist down. But don't you know he can praise God? He can thank God because he didn't lose his life. Now, what an awful thing. He's just 16. But, you know, he still has a lot to be grateful for. He has life. He can talk on the phone to his friends. He can do, you know, the computer. He's learning in school. He has a teacher that comes to his home. I'm talking about a child that I used to teach in Sunday school. It was a weekday class. At that time, he was probably 9 or 10 years old. Now he's 16. And something awful happened to this child. Tree fell on him. But guess what? He just got out of the hospital. He'd been in the hospital for months and months and months and months. But because of a mother's prayers, his mother was praying continuously for her children, continuously for him. Good thing she was a praying woman because it saved his life. He could have gotten killed by that tree. But don't you know he has so much to be grateful for? And his mother is faithful to him. She won't leave him by himself. You know, a lot of mothers say, well, look, I got to go here. I got to go do this here. They don't care. They just go at all. You just fend for yourself till I get back. No, she refused to leave him. She prays for him daily. So we got so much to be thankful for. You know, God looks at our heart when we praise. Verbal expression of adoration and thanksgiving, singing, praying, playing instruments, shouting, dancing, lifting hands or clapping hands before the Lord. You know, the scripture says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Give praise unto the Lord. But true praise is not merely going through these motions. Jesus spoke about the hypocrites of the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, who worshiped with only an outward show, not from the heart. This people dwelleth nigh unto me with their mouth. Now listen to what he says. You know, they come close to him, they call on him with their mouth, and they honor him with their lips, but their heart is far from him. I've been there, did that many days, just up there praising God with my lips. My heart wasn't even there, thinking about what I was going to eat, thinking about this, or thinking about tomorrow. Praising him with my lips. Don't you know I had to repent and say, Father God, forgive me because I wasn't present. I just was doing that with my lips. True worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him, people who can worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, praise to God is a lifestyle. All too often we praise God, you know, in the church. But when we leave there, it's just something we did. We go about our way. We don't even think about God no more. We don't thank him. We don't, you know, do anything else. We just say, okay, well, I praise him today and go ahead on. And then we come back and praise him again next week. But what about in between? What about our daily prayer life at work, at home, in the bed, anywhere? We can praise God, and that will bring refreshing of the Lord's presence along with his power and anointing. We can bless the Lord at all times with our mouth and mean it. His presence shall continually be in our mouth. Praise is an expression of faith, and it's a declaration of victory. It declares that we believe in God with us. We believe God is with us, and he's in control of all circumstances. Praise is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice, something that we offer to God sacrificially. Not just because we feel like it. You know, we don't feel like getting out of bed sometimes. But because we believe in him and wish to please him. But him, by him, therefore, let us offer sacrifices of praise to continually praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, praise sends the enemy running. Don't you know, we say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. The enemy, get out of our presence. As Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. He was praise. Since praise manifests God's presence, we have to realize that praise repels the presence of the enemy. Satan is our enemy. An atmosphere can be filled with sincere worship and praise to God by humble and contrite hearts. And this, you know, is disgusting to the devil. He fears the power in the name of Jesus, and he flees from the Lord's habitation when we praise God. Well, I think, you know, thank God this morning that we can continually give him praise. You know, some biblical praise is declaring thanks unto God, Hebrews 13:15, clapping our hands and shouting unto God, Psalms 41:1, playing instruments and dancing before God. All these are praise, singing praise songs to God, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making a joyful noise unto the Lord, lifting our hands, being still before God, and by being loud. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Well, we have another young woman of God. She is from New York. She's my spiritual daughter. She's with us this morning, and she's going to lead us again into the presence of the Lord. Her name is Miss Tamika Rees. Good morning, Tamika.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. I'm good. Feeling great.
Hey, man, we're happy to have you with us this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we're ready to hear you praise the Lord with us.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender all. To him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him daily in his presence live. Even us, Yes, we offer up to you the sacrifices, our thanksgiving, and we offer up to you the sacrifice is our praise. We love you, Lord, and we lift our voice to worship to you, oh, our souls rejoice. Take joy, our King, in what you hear. Lord, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. We exalt thee. We
You know, people come on here from all over, Michigan and Ohio and New York and sometimes California and New Orleans and, you know, different places. We got someone here from Texas and Georgia. We're just grateful that people come. Tamika, that was awesome. Jesus, there's something about that name. That was just a melody of song. I thank God, you know, we bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. You know, we offer up to him the sacrifice of our praise. When we praise him, he delights in the praises of his people. You know, we love the Lord, and we have to tell him. You know, I used to be afraid to tell the Lord I loved him. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to really mean this. I can't just tell him with my lips. I got to mean it from my heart. And you know how to mean it? Obedience. When we obey him and we tell him, he knows we love him. That's just like your children. If you telling them to do things and they're doing just the opposite of what you say, you know that's disobedience. That's not love. So we've got to obey God. That's how we show him we love him. And when we tell him, he listens to what we say. You know, one of the scriptures says, bow down thine ear, O God. Hearken unto me, O God. You know, listen to what I'm saying, Father God. It's coming from my heart. Yeah, sometimes, you know, we have praised the Lord with just our lips. But he wants us to praise him with our whole heart. So, Tamika, I just appreciate you getting on with us. And I thank God for those songs. That beautiful voice unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Tamika.
Thank you, ma'am. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Anytime. Along with praise, we must thank God for his goodness. Father God is so good to us, and we have so much to be grateful for. You know, in Deuteronomy 8:10, it says, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Psalms 100, verse 4, enter into the gates, into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Psalms 107:22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. That's what Tamika was singing about. And declare his works with rejoicing. You know, I know he don't want us to come to him Oh, Lord. No, he wants us to come to him with joy. Now, we can't go to him crying. We can't go to him sad because he know already, you know, how we're going to come. So we still go to him. Psalms 107:22, which I just read, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. We got to rejoice. The Bible says rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. When we think about the goodness of God, why should we be sad? We have a lot to be grateful for. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and everything give thanks, in everything give thanks, in everything give thanks, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, me, and you. Everything. You know, even that child who is paralyzed from the waist down, who tree fell, he can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for my life. You know, even the little ones in the hospital, we can thank God that they have life in their bodies. There are children who are sitting in the hospital who's been there since birth. They're hooked up on all kind of machines. They can't leave out of a room. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for. There are parents who are in dark rooms, hooked on crack cocaine, don't know if they're living or dead. There are children who are hungry. Their stomachs are so distended. We have so much to be grateful for. We don't have a complaint to utter. Lord, forgive us for complaining and help us to be grateful people and thankful people and never let a complaint come out of our mouth, oh God. Help us, Lord, to be grateful and thankful unto you, Father God, because truly you have been grateful. You have been so faithful to us, oh God, and we are grateful to you for blessing us. You know, there are people who have pain in their bodies continuously. It don't let up. Yet they can say, thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. He says it's his will to give him thanks for everything, in everything, whatever we're going through, whether we're hungry, whether we're cold, whether we're too hot, whether we, you know, broke our leg, whatever we do, give thanks unto the Lord. Be grateful to the Lord. Be grateful. Whatever. There are children, like I said, who are so hungry. There are people probably on the street in your city. You see them when you pass them by. Ain't had a meal for days. Some of them used to stand on the corner with signs saying, feed me, I'm hungry. Some of those are legitimate cries from those people. They're not all con artists. Some of them are legitimate. I was in Winn-Dixie a few years ago, and Jackie was with me. And I think she had taken me to Winn-Dixie or something. And there was a man who came up to us. And he said, Miss, I am so hungry. He said, you see that Burger King? Just give me a couple of dollars. I want to go over there and get me something to eat. The man didn't have shoes for his feet. And it was weather that you needed shoes on. And I didn't have any money, but Jackie took money out of her pocket and gave it to him. And another man saw he didn't have shoes and gave him shoes. And all I had was prayer. I prayed for him. That man, we watched him. He went straight to Burger King and got him something to eat. So we can be grateful that we don't have to scrape. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. Well, I thank God for everything that he has done for us from the time of our birth up to now, and I thank God that he is faithful. It is prayer time on Bible Storyland. If you need prayer, press 1. And, of course, you know, I'm grateful for Aunt Mildred because when I go over there every week, she's gaining weight. She's got a good appetite, and she's cheerful. She's praising the Lord. So I thank God for her and for her daughter who diligently you know, looks after her, making sure she has fruit to eat, apples and grapes, and, you know, she loves honey buns, so she has honey buns, too. She loves peanut butter and crackers. Whatever she wants, turkey, dressing, for Thanksgiving or Christmas, I think they had lamb. She said, well, not lamb, duck. Aunt Mildred wanted a duck. So her daughter fixed duck for her, and just a great meal. So, you know, Aunt Mildred is blessed and highly favored. She is 100, pushing 101, pushing 102. If God say the same thing in June, she will be 102 years old. Now, you know we have a lot to be grateful for. I'm thankful for Aunt Mildred, for my family. So press 1, or if you already press 1, you can make a prayer request. Okay, somebody press 1 here. I think this is Miss Ludell.
Ms.
Ludell,
good morning. Yes, ma'am. I request prayer for my family and all of you all down there that are doing such a wonderful job this morning.
Amen. Well, she's from Applin, Georgia. One of these days, I pray I could get to Applin, Georgia to visit with her and her family. We're so grateful for you on, Miss Ludell. How you been?
Well, I've been. I can't complain, but you know how that is. Thank God for what it is.
Amen, amen, amen. We're giving thanks for everything today.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank God that you're on, okay? So we're having prayer for Aunt Mildred. I'm sorry, Miss Ludell, were you saying something else?
No, that's okay, no.
Okay.
No, I'm through.
Press 1 if you would like prayer.
I request prayer.
Okay.
Miss Dale Ludell.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Dale Ludell. I'm still requesting prayer for me, my family, and bereaved families, and all of you all, too, that are doing such a wonderful job.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else? Press 1.
Ms. Tamika from New York, New York, requesting prayer for salvation for my brother, Joseph.
Okay. Salvation for her brother, Joseph. All right. Anybody else? Press 1 if you're in need of prayer. Okay. All right. Well, Tamika, would you like to lead us in prayer for Aunt Mildred, her daughter Mavis, and her all of our family, Miss Ludell, her family, and she said all of us, bereaved family, and I'll pray for your brother Joseph.
Okay. I mean, I was having some challenges with my phone.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing right now. Oh, God, we cover Aunt Mildred with your blood, Lord God, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for total healing of her body, mind, body, and everything, giving her more than enough, all that she needs. God, we thank you for keeping her for 100 years. And, well, God, we thank you for the many more years you'll bring her, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, for peace. Father, we ask have every family, every individual that made a prayer request, oh, God, even the individuals that didn't speak up, every family represented on this line right now, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, I touch and agree with every prayer, even those prayer requests of the heart that can't even be articulated, God. We say it is done. Healing, deliverance, salvation, peace. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, for breaking every stronghold in the lives of every individual represented on this line right now in the name of Jesus. We cover with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against your people will prosper. Oh, God, you said we're 2 or 3 are gathered together. You are the midst. Oh, God, we thank you that you are in the midst of us. Oh, God, oh, God, we put on the full armor of God this morning. And we lay all of our family members, all of our concerns, all of our needs, I lay all needs, even at your feet, Father, the financial needs. Oh, God, I thank you for supplying for everyone who is represented. In Jesus' name, spiritual needs. Oh, God, wherever there's lack or doubt and or lack of faith, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, for restoration, God. Everything that the cankerworm has stolen, oh, God, we thank you for fully restoring it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every prayer that's been prayed, even the secret place, oh, God, we touch and agree and we unite with those prayers, oh, God. We say, oh, God, we thank you, Father, for your mighty men and women of God on this line in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for equipping each person to bust the enemy's kingdom open in Jesus' name and bind them up and send them to the pit. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you, Father. We choose to worship. I thank you, Father, for even a heart of worship, even on every person's heart right now in Jesus' name. Even those gifts that you've given those young ladies who sang, who worship your name, God, I thank you for taking them to new lefts, new depths in you, glory to glory in you. I thank you, Father, for the souls and the lives that they'll touch in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we just give it all back to you. And we thank you, Father, for even the privilege of coming to your presence and lay these requests at your feet, Father. Oh, God, we thank you for the physical healing, spiritual healing, mental healing, and emotional healing for everyone represented on this line and who's made a request. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you call people out of darkness into your marvelous light, O God. And Father, we can't come unless you call us. So we ask you to call Joseph, Tamika's brother, Father God, out of darkness. We ask you to save him, Father God. Father, your desire is not one be lost. You rejoice over Mokoshe baka edididididabako over one. Mokoshe baka de. And so, Father, we rejoice with you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Joseph's salvation, his family's salvation, and drawing him even closer to you, Father God. And when he's saved, Father God, heal, deliver, set him free. Let him run hard after you like a deer runs after the water brook, O God. I thank you for his faithfulness to you, O God. I thank you for his mighty exploits that he'll do for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, when he's saved, healed, set free, delivered, Father God, that he will honor you, praise you, worship you, adore you, bless you in the name of Jesus. I thank you that he will give you much thanks, much praise. And, Father, I lift up all the Josephs in the world, those who don't know you as Lord and Savior, Father God. I call on you, Father God, and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to save the young men out here that's on our streets, that's walking, standing on the corners, doing nothing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for saving them from drugs, alcohol, adultery, fornication, all kinds of way with murder, robbery, thief. In the name of Jesus, save them from prison cells, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for a covering over our young men, oh God. They protect them, Father God. Protect them from the enemy, Father God, who would try to rob, kill, and destroy them, who would try to take their souls, Father God. In the name of Jesus, plead your precious blood upon every Joseph in the land, Father God, who don't even know you, who don't even know that you have a purpose on the inside of them. I decree and declare that they will come forth with their purpose, Father God. They will be saved. They will come off the corners. They will come to do a mighty work for you. They will be in the marketplace drawing other young men, young women to you, Father God. And when they are saved, filled with your Holy Spirit, and set free, Father God. So we thank and we honor you. We bless you, Lord. And, Father, I just thank you for everyone who comes on Bible Storyland weekly, Father God, in the name of Jesus and their families. I lift them up before you. And I thank you for peace. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for healing. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for safety. I thank you for protection, oh God. I thank you for leading us into ways of righteousness, oh God. We come to repent before you for every ungodly way we have in the name of Jesus, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us every day, Father God. And, Father, I just thank you that you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And what a great light you are. in the name of Jesus. We bless and honor you and thank you, O God, for hearing our prayers, for receiving, Mokoshe, our praise and worship on today, O God. And, Father, any way that we've out of order, put a check in our spirit and let us know when we're out of order. Let us know when we're doing things that you desire us not to do. Keep us holy and righteous before you because you are a holy God and a righteous God, and we desire to be more like you. Father God, when we stand before you in the judgment, we want to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless and honor you and give you thanks. We give you thanks, much gratitude, much praise, thankful hearts coming to you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, does anybody have a brief testimony or anything they would like to share this morning? Someone sounds like they're in the kitchen moving stuff around. Wow. Anybody have anything they want to share with us this morning? All right. Sounds like somebody cooking, getting bottles, water, or something ready over there.
Ludell.
Oh, we...
It's Ludell.
Ma'am?
Ludell.
Oh, that's you,
washing dishes.
Oh, you're washing the dishes. Yeah, we can hear you washing the dishes. You want to come over here and wash my...
I wish I could.
Just kidding. All right. We've been having a good time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies on Thursdays at 5 p.m. You can join us by calling 1-619-789-4313. So we are having a good time. Tanisha's daughter, Lamisha's come on with us weekly. And I'll tell you, Iman and Deshaun and other children come on sometime. And we've been having a good time just praising the Lord and learning of his word and how he wants us to live. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you. I look forward to speaking with you next Saturday. It is going to be January 28th, and we'll meet at the same time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. The number to call in is 1-619-789-4313. We welcome guests, visitors. Come on over to 619-789-4313 and enjoy the praises of the Lord with us. So have a God-filled day, have a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love each of you and look forward to hearing from you next week. Hallelujah. Father, we just honor you. We praise you. We give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the thanksgiving. Hallelujah, because truly you are great. Looked all over, couldn't find nobody, nobody greater than you, Lord. Looked all over, I looked high and low, couldn't find nobody, nobody greater than you, Lord. Search everywhere, still couldn't find nobody, nobody greater than you, Lord. Search high and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody greater than you, Lord. Hey, talk to y'all later. Next week, Thursday and Saturday. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I think that's Avis that's on. Hey, Avis. All right. I'll talk to y'all soon. Love y'all. Bye, Miss Ludell. Thank you again, Tamika. Love you. Bye, Avis. Stand by to everybody. And Mildred, you still there?